CEOs can be wrong even when we're convinced we're right. What Mark Benioff learned from another person's experience and perspective. It's episode 5044 of the Grow Great podcast. It's about leadership. Well, it's more precisely about your leadership. Hi, my name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. Last night on CBS's 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl did a piece on Salesforce about gender pay equality. And during the segment, she spoke with Salesforce founder and CEO Mark Benioff, who was remarkably candid about his company's failings. Salesforce, to give you some scope and scale, employs 30,000 people, generates $10 billion in annual revenue, and I am suspecting, I'm just suspecting that Benioff has access to better data than you do. Cindy Robbins, Cindy is the president and chief people officer at the company. And she approached Benioff with a question. Do you know we may have a problem with unequal pay in the company? Well, he scoffed. He did not think that this was even possible. He remarked about how great their culture was, about how they've been awarded as one of the best places to work among really big companies. In fact, Benioff said, "We don't play shenanigans paying people. Paying people unequally. It's unheard of. It's crazy." His conclusions were warranted. There was a reason why he felt the way he felt. He had already focused the company on promoting and retaining women at Salesforce. In fact, the company had been acknowledged as one of the preeminent leaders of the cause. But equal pay, it had never been audited. And so Cindy tells Mark, they need to dive in and they need to look under the hood, but she needs a commitment from him that if they find a problem, they cannot just close the hood after they may see how expensive the repair might be. And so he declared, you know, I really felt that there's no way that this can be true. So he goes into the audit thinking all is going to be well. So Ms. Robbins orders this pay audit, and it was only after Benioff agreed that he would fix whatever she found. She made him commit to that before she ever did the audit. Well, the audit proved that Salesforce had a persistent, a widespread across all geographies, across every department, in every situation, this widespread gap between what men and women were paid. And so together, Benioff and Robbins, they fixed it. Price tag, year one, $3 million. $3 million. Well, Benioff knew what he knew. Founder, CEO, big company, lots of data. He believed what he had believed, and he had compelling reasons. He wasn't just some guy jaded with optimism about how his company, Salesforce, operated. He had helped found this company. He'd been leading this culture, this company, and it was a culture that, well, it rewarded him with proof that he was right because he was getting praised, he was winning accolades, the company was winning awards, but he was wrong. Just another case of a CEO served by the challenges and the nudges of another person with a different, and turns out a very important, viewpoint. Kudos. Kudos to Mark Benioff for listening and accepting the challenge to find out and to fix whatever was found. As Leslie Stahl spoke to Benioff, he remarked how this was now a very important mission for him as a top CEO in a global business. He remarked that he was having conversations with many CEOs who were not even willing to listen to him, urging them to do in their companies what he did in Salesforce. In fact, he said there are some of these CEOs, they completely deny that there is any disparity between what men and women are paid. He said quite simply, they just refuse to believe it. And I was reminded of these people who believe that the earth is still flat. just refuse to accept that it could be any different. For some, ignorance is bliss. Dangerous, but I guess stupidly blissful. It speaks to how wrong we can sometimes be, even when we are fully convinced that we are right. You know, except for Google and Amazon, I'm suspecting, I don't know this, but I am suspecting that Salesforce doesn't have any rivals when it comes to technology and the ability to crunch big data. Benioff has access to resources and data to help him make the very best decisions. And he still got it wrong because he still had some bias toward his assumptions, even though they were assumptions that clearly had merit. He didn't just dream these things up. He had tried to establish this culture that he so believed in. What you don't know will hurt you, perhaps badly. And it may be harm from which there is no recovery. There are many businesses that in 08, 09, they went away. They can tell you they learned it the hard way. Business owners and CEOs, we are all susceptible to it because there is no human being who is immune. Our lives, our experiences, they create this reality that we are convinced is true. Until somebody nudges us to consider, yeah, it may not be. And like Ms. Robbins, they're able to influence us to look deeper into things so we can improve our insight. Two very different people working for the same enterprise, Salesforce. One, a founder. One, an employee. A man. One, a woman. One convinced he's already got it right because of the work that he's been putting in to get it right. The other questioning whether it's all true. And the interaction changed everything. Not only for each of them, but for their entire company, including the companies that were acquired and are being acquired by Salesforce. According to Mr. Benioff, year one cost them $3 million to get it right inside Salesforce. And then they did a more widespread audit and realized, you know, the companies that we're acquiring, and guess what else we're acquiring? We are acquiring their pay gaps as well. Enter another $3 million price tag to get that right. And now his commitment is to continue this audit, not once a year, but just ongoing to make sure that not only do they get it right, but that they keep it right. What assumptions are you making that could hurt your company? Well, here's the reality. You don't have any way of knowing. You can't possibly know what assumptions you're making that can hurt your company. Until he was questioned, Mr. Benioff figured, we got this. This is right. And the reality is that for many of us, the assumptions that we're making that could hurt us, we may not learn about them until it's too late. But there's an alternative. We can surround ourselves with other CEOs who are willing to help us question our assumptions, who are willing to help us dive more deeply into those assumptions to find out, are they true or not? Getting outside perspectives, outside viewpoints, outside experiences, it can be far more valuable than anything else that we could marshal as a resource to help us make better decisions. And at the end of the day, guys and gals, that's our job. Our job as CEOs and business owners is to make the very best decisions possible for our organizations. My name is Randy Cantrell. You can learn more by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.